This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of middle fall, the second week of the toad and frog migration moon, and the second week of the sun in Scorpio. And this is also the week that daylight savings time ends throughout the country, clocks falling back an hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday and making the mornings a little brighter for the next month or so, more like the morning of early fall. The evenings, though, become winter dark as sundown is suddenly moved up to within just a few minutes of its solstice setting. And this darkness accompanies what is said to be a thin time, when the border between this side and the other side, between the living and those who have died, grows weak. The Christian Church remembers that boundary with its celebration of All Souls Day on November 2nd and seeks prayers for those who may be stranded in the gloom of a spirit, place, or circumstance halfway between heaven and hell, a place called purgatory. Ghost-like Halloween costumes often reflect the purgatorial side of the thin time. Such cultural cues, along with the uncertain shifting of the weather and the final collapse of the summer's foliage, the widening eye of the moon reaching perigee, its most powerful position closest to Earth on November 2nd, all those things conspire, it seems, to wear the thin time thinner, revealing all too well a threshold to the passage between one life and the next, preparing us, perhaps, for the challenges of winter, but also, of course, for the relief and the joy of rebirth in spring. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late fall and for the third week of the toad and frog migration moon and the third week of the sun in autumnal Scorpio. In the meantime, be ready for Halloween, either to welcome or to frighten away the spirits of the thin time.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.